This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The NCBA is encouraged by the final product of USA labeling rule. We'll have more right after this.
Now that the calendar shows March, prep for the 2024 planting season is well upon us, and we'd like to remind you of a few extra steps to help reduce the safety risk during the heat of that planting season. There's the obvious. Make sure all that safety equipment is in proper working order as part of your routine preparations, but also try to rest up, as chronic fatigue can have the same effect on your body as drugs and alcohol, and slowed reaction times can be dangerous. This message, furnished by the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
The USDA this week finalized its Product of USA rule. Kent Backus, National Cattlemen's Beef Association Executive Director of Government Affairs, says he is encouraged by the action.
You know, initially, we're glad to see USDA take some action. You know, this is an issue that we have been wanting to see resolved for several years. This all goes back to, you know, a grassroots-led committee that went and looked at all of the issues we were finding with these Product of USA labels and a lot of the potential for mislabeling, especially with imported product. So this is something that NCBA has been actively engaged in for several years.
Now comes the review of the final rule. Backus says NCBA will be looking closely at qualified claims.
And so now we're looking at those details. And what we have seen initially is that if an end user, a packer or retailer, wants to use the specific claims of Product of USA and made in the USA, those are generic claims, then that has to come from animals born, raised, slaughtered, and processed in the United States. I think one of the things that we're going to look at a little bit closely too is what are referred to as qualified claims. So that is, let's say, if you have a product where part of that production process is in the U.S., then I think there are some specific ways where that will be labeled. But, you know, there's going to be a lot of questions.
Backus said Product of USA labeling is a marketing issue, not a food safety or animal health issue.
And this has been a big loophole for many years that has prevented U.S. cattle producers from being able to capitalize on that demand in the marketplace. We want to be able to have a voluntary way of differentiating our products in the marketplace and doing so in a way that is trade compliant.
For the World of Agriculture, I'm Riley Smith.